It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Monday, October 20th. I'm Patricia Naft. A lawsuit over chickens that has been going on for years had its latest development last week. KBNF's Jake Ryan has the story.
The Colorado Court of Appeals overturned a previous ruling about the chicken farms in Delta County. A few years ago, the facilities, hen houses basically, were challenged by neighbors. One facility was built and the other was just proposed. Neighbors complained about the health effects and aerial exhaust from the plant. They sued the county. A district court judge then ruled that the county hadn't looked at all the environmental health data and issued a cease and desist. This week, the appeals court overturned that decision. This is Travis Jordan. He lives next to the proposed hen house.
Was I expecting that decision? No. The decision, quite frankly, was a bit surprising to me, was very surprising to me, and very disappointing.
Jordan wants the facilities to be set back from residential areas, much more than they are right now.
It was very disappointing, and I just think that's going to open the floodgates to these sorts of facilities that don't function well in this climate to put in peril the health of a lot of neighbors who these happen to be built near to. I'm certainly not pleased with the direction the county is moving on this.
Well, I thought it's about time we get justice.
That's Edwin Hostetler. He's the owner of the hen houses. For the past year, he hasn't been able to keep chickens there. He was expecting the appeals court to turn over the decision, in part because of Governor Hickenlooper.
He said that it should have been treated as a frivolous lawsuit and never went to court, and he wrote a letter in our favor, as did the State Ag Department, the State Health Department, and the State Farm Bureau. All wrote letters in our favor.
Jordan and the other plaintiffs have the option to appeal, but haven't made a decision yet. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
An animal protection organization has donated $10,000 for information leading to convictions in two Roaring Fork poaching incidents. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
The Humane Society has offered $5,000 per case. In September, a bull elk was shot with a firearm during archery season, and a mother bear was also killed in the Roaring Fork Valley. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is investigating the poaching incidents. Mike Porras, an agency spokesman, says the donation will be added to the reward offered by Operation Game Thief for information leading to a conviction. Porras says the state is also offering $500 to $1,000 for tips in each case.
Many of these similar type cases are solved when the public reaches out to us and lets us know about some information that they have learned.
Porras says the bull was shot with a caliber too small for hunting elk. He says the bear had cubs that were found lingering next to its body. The animals were also abandoned by poachers, which is illegal in Colorado. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Anyone with information on the poaching incidents is encouraged to call Parks and Wildlife's Glenwood Springs office, or to remain anonymous, call Operation Game Thief. A number of incorrect ballots were mailed out to the town of Palisade last week. A Palisade voter noticed that her ballot had a section for Measure 2A and 2B, but her husband's ballot did not. They alerted the county clerk and they traced the problem to the person assembling the sections of the ballot. Mesa County Clerk Sheila Reiner says it's a human process, so always be sure to check your ballot.
So as soon as people realize there's an issue, they should call us right away so that we can, you know, investigate it, figure it out, get it identified, and get it handled as soon as possible, just like the voters in Palisade did.
While much of the attention this election season has been focused on Colorado's Senate and gubernatorial races, voters will also be deciding the fates of four statewide ballot questions. One of those seeks to expand gambling at racetracks to help fund K-12 education. Benta Berkland has more.
If approved, Amendment 68 would allow horse racetracks in Arapahoe, Mesa, and Pueblo counties to offer slot machines, roulette, craps, and card games such as blackjack and poker. Arapahoe Park in Aurora is at the center of the campaign.
Races and wagering on horses has existed there for decades. So essentially what we're doing is we're creating an entirely new revenue stream, a whole new revenue source for K-12 public education.
Monica McCafferty is a spokeswoman for the Yes on 68 campaign. A nonpartisan legislative analysis says the initiative could generate up to $114 million each year for public and charter schools, something supporters say is critical in a state where per pupil spending is among the lowest in the country. The Yes on 68 ad campaign is focusing on schools.
Last year, we rejected a measure to fund Colorado schools by increasing our taxes. So please, vote yes for better schools.
Schools have funding challenges. I think the problem is this is not the way you solve those challenges.
Michelle Ames represents the No on 68 campaign.
People will get the impression that they've solved the funding problems in K-12 education if they vote for this. And that couldn't be further from the truth.
The Colorado PTA has come out against the amendment, and Denver Public Schools went as far as passing a resolution, saying the best way to fund schools is through property taxes and the state budget. The Colorado Association of School Boards says money from gambling would be unpredictable and unsustainable. Jane Urschel is the group's deputy executive director.
Boards feel that it would be a contradictory position because they teach students that, you know, this is not the best way of life, and they think it would be contradictory then to take the money from that source.
But educators do want more money for schools. Urschel says the state is still about $1 billion behind on spending for schools because of the recession. Monica McCafferty with the Yes on 68 campaign says the funds would be reliable.
And the $114 million estimate was based on not only what they know about this market, but what they also know about the gaming industry as a whole. So we are very confident in that $114 million figure.
And while Amendment 68 could pave the way for gambling in Pueblo and Mesa counties, no racetracks currently exist that meet the criteria for expanding. Arapaho Park and its parent company, Twin River Holdings, is the only one that will immediately benefit, something Michelle Ames also opposes, as do existing mountain casinos in Black Hawk, Cripple Creek, and Central City.
Why would we cut a special deal for one single company and then lock it into our state constitution, which then can't be changed or fixed later?
Meanwhile, McCafferty says the amendment would create additional jobs and that there's room for everyone at the table.
The experience that Arapaho Park will offer is more of a convenience casino. So, for example, people may choose to go to Arapaho Park during the day and still may choose to go to the mountain for a weekend experience, if you will.
Both campaigns acknowledge breaking through the election noise is a big challenge. Voters are focused on a lot of other issues and key races. Colorado State University political science professor Kyle Saunders says horse racetrack gambling isn't a topic that impacts most people's day-to-day lives.
With all of these decisions and all of this information, it's really, really a difficult environment for the voter. We ask our voters to do a lot. We ask them to vote in primary elections and general elections and midterm elections and off-year elections and off-off-year elections.
Even with Election Day rapidly approaching, Saunders says polls show there are still a lot of undecided voters. And when a subject doesn't impact people directly, he says those undecided voters tend to eventually vote no.
There's a bias towards the status quo.
But that doesn't mean both sides aren't waging a vigorous fight. According to the latest campaign filing report, supporters have raised $18 million, while opponents have raised $16 million. This makes Amendment 68 one of the costliest ballot campaigns in Colorado history. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And finally, it looks definite. Quentin Tarantino will film in Colorado. San Miguel County recently approved the shoot of his latest film, The Hateful Eight. And according to the Denver Post, it's an 1870s post-Civil War epic. The filming will take place just outside of Telluride on a 900-acre ranch. And if things go smoothly, the crew could start moving equipment into the area next week. Thank you for your support during Morning Edition and the regional news. Up next, Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.